is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Oh, it was such a lucrative night on Thursday Night Football. Everything actually went right for once, which means we're due for many wrongs in the upcoming NFL and college football slate, but let's belly up to the bar right now on campus and score some college cash, ordering our favorite action, whether the side, total, maybe even got a player prop. Lundy, what do you like on the junior circuit this weekend?
Well, there's no reason to wait till tomorrow, Brad. Let's go to Laramie. Let's talk about the border war between Colorado State and the Cowboys of Wyoming. They'll be playing that at War Memorial Stadium this evening. Brad, you've got to go back 8 years to the last time CSU actually won in Laramie.
Wow.
Wyoming has dominated this particular rivalry between these two schools. As a matter of fact, if you look at it, they've gone, 6-1 over the course of the last seven meetings between these two. I think CSU is going to put up a pretty decent fight this evening, to be honest with you. So we're going to same game parlay this to get it to plus odds. Give me Wyoming on the money line, just straight up win. Can be by a point. Doesn't matter. Give me Wyoming on the money line. Then let me take the total up to 47.5 and then play the under on that one. So under 47.5, Wyoming on the money line at DK as of this morning. That's a flat plus 100. I'll take 1-1 odds on the border war this evening. Should be a great contest. Two really good ones this weekend here in the basically local area. I know Wyoming's up across the border, but obviously you got Wyoming and CSU this evening. Then you've got Army and Air Force. They're playing at the Broncos Stadium tomorrow afternoon. So you get all the pageantry of the military academy. So the Broncos may be on a bye, which is a good thing because they might be able to win that game. But it is actually a fun one here for college football this weekend in the Centennial State.
Yeah, and I'm going to lay some chalk, and I know it's heavy and substantial on Air Force. And aim high! I've been winning a lot of cash with the Fighting Falcons really the entire year. They remain unblemished, undefeated, kind of on the outside looking in, but creeping into the playoff conversation. Could it happen? You never know. Extremely doubtful, but still, Air Force is doing some magical things down there in the Springs. All right, my selection in a game that's being played at Wrigley Field here on the north side of Chicago. First to 9 wins, and that might be, a high-level achievement for these two teams. That's Iowa Northwestern. Give me the under 31 there again on a neutral field at Wrigley. All the passion and pageantry baked into that stadium will not be on display on the field between these two squads. Minus 110 at BetMGM. You need some evidence? I don't know why you do, because Iowa royally sucks, especially scoring the football. Number 120 in EPA per play offense on this season. Brian Ferentz, our offensive coordinator, is going to step aside at the end of the year, but he's still coaching in this game, which means they're not going to be able to score. You know, Iowa's got an outstanding defense, number 22 in the EPA per play D on this season, and they have the best punter in the college football game, and they usually pin opponent's seat. Now, Northwestern, a little bit better offensively, number 63 in EPA per play offense, but you look at the series, it has gone under in four of the last five contests. Iowa has gone under in seven of the last 10 games, stretching back to late last year. Overall, you put all together, do the simple math, carry the one, and with this game being played in a baseball stadium, it's only appropriate. We're going to get a 4-2 finish, Lundy. And maybe Cody Bellinger comes off the bench and hits a bomb into the bleachers. And Iowa, they are the Cubs at the AAA level, naturally scores a victory. But give me the under 31 on Iowa Northwestern. Maybe to open at a historic 29.5, so it's crept up a little bit there at Wrigley Field, minus 110 at BetMGM. You like that one?
Yeah, I just get nervous. We start seeing totals that low. Some kid picks up a fumble and runs it in, and all of a sudden you've got an over. But here's right. What's fun. You're talking about that at Wrigley. I was talking about Empower Field. I mean, that's the over-under for Army and Air Force as well. I mean, I think they're at 31.5 the last time I looked, 32.5 maybe. So we've got both contests taking place at different locations than normal, and both of them expecting basically no scoring. Now, in Air Force's case, I think it's because, A, we know these teams are going to run the ball, and B, it's because there's a lot of folks that aren't really sure Army will actually score against Air Force, so...
Well, here's what you do. You take those up a little bit, maybe 35 and a half, 36 and a half, and slap together on those all totals. Get it low plus money and score a winner with those bets on the board. Let's get after it on this NFL Week 9 edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Rosico here on the countdown. Let's live in the land down under. Yeah, cue the bit of work there in the background, and it's on Lamar Jackson. No, it's not with the rushing yards. No, not with the passing touchdowns. It's the under on passing yards, and we've seen massive movement in this line. It opened at 233 and a half. If you follow me at Noisy Huevos or the X, where we're always trying to give it to you in the free and always public, always accessible spreadsheet. That's what I grabbed it at. And I would still play the under where the line at is currently at tape time of the podcast at 225 and a half. Of course, Baltimore and Action Jackson taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Give a little bit of background on this, Lundy. He has only gone over this number four times this season. And you look at Seattle, they've only allowed four quarterbacks to go over this number as well. Giving up, 259 yards per game. That's well north of the 225 and a half proposed number, but just 6.9 pass yards per attempt. Lamar Jackson, most importantly, is only number 18 in average depth of target, and a gut feeling here says, given the prowess defensively of Seattle and occasionally with Baltimore, this is going to be a low-scoring bout between these two squads. It'll rock 'em, sock 'em, robot. So as a result, I think Lamar Jackson's going to be lucky to get the low 200s, and we got a nice little 26-yard cushion to avoid any pushing for him to score that under. So fade or follow Lamar Jackson under 225.5 pass yards against the Hawks, minus 115 at DraftKings.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the ball stay on the ground quite a bit here, and I think we'll see at least a little bit of pressure out of Seattle. So, yeah, I'll play the under on this one as low as that total is. I do think this is one of those where you've got a matchup that just doesn't really lean into him trying to use his arm. Let's keep it below. You may be sweating this one a little bit, but let's try to keep this thing around maybe 205, 215, somewhere in that range.
Run, Lamar, run! And go ahead and bury that gun, please.
Number 4.
A numero quattro here on the Fade 5 podcast. Another quarterback prop, and I think that's going to be a theme here on the countdown today. A lot of soft markets out there, and this one is on a rushing yards prop, and it's tied to Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Give me the over 26 and a half rush yards under the prime time lights against the Cincinnati Bengals. Minus 115 juice there. At DraftKings, coaching staff came out and said, hey, Josh Allen, we got to design more run plays for you because you've kind of reverted to a player that really is not who you are. And that's somebody that's throwing more than running often. And last week we saw that front and center. He had a season high 7 rush attempts and ran for 41 yards against the Vita Vea-less Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has gone over 36 yards in 3 games this season, and all we need is 27 to cash in on the year. Allen averaging 4.5 rush attempts per game and 23.6 rush yards per game. So not encouraging average data that's out there, but again, peel back the layers of the onion and look at the matchup under the microscope. Cincinnati, number 23 in EPA rush defense. They have given up 27.9 rush yards per game to quarterbacks. They're number 12 in pressure rate as well. So some opportunistic scrambles could be in order. Look, if Brock freaking Purdy can run for 57 yards against this Cincinnati defense, and I only need 27 out of Josh Allen, hells to the yes, he can achieve that. So Lundy, feed or follow Josh Allen over 26.5 rush yards in Cincinnati, minus 115 at DraftKings.
You put some respect on Brock Purdy, Brad. You put some respect
on Brock Purdy.
You don't start knocking Mr. Irrelevant, because right now, I mean, look, I sit here in Denver. There's plenty of people that would take him over Russell Wilson right now.
Yeah,
despite the fact that Russ's advanced analytics are actually really, really good this year, but, you know, don't tell that to Broncos fans because they're all cynical. This was actually going to be in my bonus time. You threw it into the top five. I think it's smart. Take this one. The matchup is there. Brock Purdy did it. The way Cincinnati is, the yards they are giving up. I think Allen crushes this number, dude. I think he's going to be close to 35 plus.
Josh Allen, like a heaping bowl of skyline chili, he's going to have the runs.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed. Five, a countdown. Let's go back to the same exact well, but tie it to a different signal caller. Baker, the money maker on rush yards. Give me the over. 10.5 is all I need for him. In H-Town, taking on the Texans at a minus 110 juice. A little bit lighter there. At BetMGM. You look at Baker Mayfield, a guy that's really taken advantage of what the defense has given him. He's averaging 4.4 rush attempts per game and 16.9 rush yards per game. Lundy, he's been over this prop in 5 of 7 contests this year. And you look at Houston, middle of the pack in pressure rate, number 18, dialing up the heat on 22.3% of opponent possessions, but 5 quarterbacks have gone for at least 11 rush yards against them as they're giving up an average of 17.1 rush yards per game to the quarterback position. So pull it all together. Baker Mayfield, all that Tiger blood's got to be pumping. Give me the over 10.5 rush yards in Houston, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
This is a TYG, man. I'm going to fade you on this one. I think he
really
clocks in just underneath this number. I don't know why. I could just see something weird happening in this particular contest. So I don't know. It's such a low threshold for a guy that is capable of being able to do this. But I just got a feeling he sticks right underneath this number and you get hosed. You might even get hooked on this one. I'm just warning you. Be ready.
Yar, shiver me timbers. I'm coming for you, Evans. Screw you, Captain Hook.
Number two.
Numero dos here, all the Fade 5 countdown. And Luddy, I'm going to give you a homework assignment here on the spot. Jonathan Taylor, look up the alternate thresholds. And I'm going to ask you that question here in a minute as I explain why I'm so far over this line.
I was told there would be no math.
Well, look, man, you've got like a fourth grade education. I think this still qualifies for you to, you know, figure it out. Anyway, Jonathan Taylor, give me the over 64.5 rush yards. That matchup at the Carolina Panthers, minus 110 is the juice at BetMGM. Folks, I would play this up to like 74.5. I think he could reach 80 yards. There is an outside shot, and it's rather significant that he is going to reach the century mark on the ground. Yeah, I know Shane Steichen's come out and said, hey, we got a hot hand situation. That's what we're going to do. We're going to ride whoever's got the fiery fingers in this backfield between Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss. Both these guys could go bananas, though, in this game. But based on the matchup below, when you look at Carolina, dead last in EPA rush defense in the National Football League on the season. Give it up. 5.07 yards per carry and 126.7 rush yards per game just to the running back position. Taylor's had 30 total rush attempts the last couple of games, and it started to resemble the elite running back that everybody knows and loves, a guy that is number 4 in yak per attempt with 3.95. So the advanced analytics are absolutely blood-stirring in the best way possible. And he has been over this prop on 64.5 4 consecutive games. Meanwhile, 5 guys have done this against the Carolina Panthers this season. So Lundy, with that homework assignment, I'm about to check your work. Hopefully you're getting an A+, my man. Fade or follow Jonathan Taylor over 64.5 rush yards in Carolina, minus 110 at BetMGM.
Well, I like it. I also like Zach Moss's. And if you look at Moss, yeah, consider looking at his rush plus receiving, by the way, when it comes to Zach Moss. Give yourself a little bit of a cushion. Last night, for example, that would have been a good way to play Derrick Henry. You could have taken the over on 100 combined yards. Henry hosed me by 5 yards, but I'm not going to sit here and bitch and moan about that. So I like Taylor for this one. Now, folks, if you're psychotic like Brad is, or frankly, like I am, for the most part, here are the thresholds. And the best odds right now on the alternate numbers are actually over at FanDuel. So, excuse me, if we take Taylor up to 70, basically even money, plus 104. Okay. If you take him to 80, it is plus 154.
Wow.
If you take him to 90, it is plus 210.
Oh.
And then if you want to get him to hit the century mark, you take that one up to plus 290. Again,
oh, my belt. PK, it just blew off. Candle.
Yeah, that's my all at FanDuel. If you really want to get crazy and you think he can hit a buck 25, that's plus 640.
Oh, my gosh. That's a priapism right there at plus 640. That's utterly ridiculous. And I've it's barely possible.
I got a free bet for 10 bucks. I mean, that could be worth just going, ah, screw it. It's free money. Let's just see if Taylor goes absolutely bonkers. But I will say, I do think they'll do the hot hand. I could see him hitting the century. I wouldn't go all the way to 125. But to Brad's point, you can take this from 64.5 to 70 at FanDuel and instantly get yourself into plus territory.
You could also do this. Take Jonathan Taylor at 60 or more rush yards and also take Zach Moss at 40 or more rush yards. And at DraftKings, even plus 100 money. Hell say yes. Everything and all of it on the over. Jonathan Taylor.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I told you the theme would be quarterbacks on the show today and really tied to the rush yards.
He's not a quarterback.
But he's not technically a quarterback. He is technically a tight end, really more of a running back than anything else. That is Taysom Hill and all the money that he is stealing right now from the New Orleans Saints organization because they have no idea really how to employ him. But I think he's going to be employed at least a handful of times on the ground, and that's why I like the over 17.5 rush yards against my Chicago Bears, who were very gummy in nature but quite tasty to the opposition and what they have done. Now, I got to give credit where credit is due. The Bears are number three in the NFL and rush EPA defense, believe it or not. They're only allowing 3.28 yards per carry and 67 flat rush yards per game, but 11 running backs have run for at least 18 yards against them, and that's how Taysom Hill essentially operates in that wildcat formation that he trots out there and takes a snap on a handful of games. He has gone over this prop four times, and in fact, he has done this in three of his last four games, averaging 4.8 attempts per game, 5.3 yards per carry, and a very impressive 3.21 yards after contact per attempt. Should be a positive game script. The Bears are in full sell mode, or their buyers, like Montez Sweat, for example, and I don't think he's going to be in uniform in this game, and it really doesn't remotely matter. The defensive line needs all the help of the world. This team really needs all help of the world at all positions, but Taysom Hill, on a handful of touches, I believe runs for at least 20 yards. All I need is 18 to cash in on this. My number one play on the board. Minus 115 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
You legit put Taysom Hill at number one.
I did. I couldn't resist it. I grabbed this when the line opened at 15.5. It immediately jumped 2 yards, and I played the sucker up to 19.5.
You're weird, dude.
I am. I like making just, money.
All right. I mean, I'm going to fade you just on principle.
What?
I'm going to fade you just because you made Taysom Hill a part of this damn podcast. Forget it. I'm fading you just because of that. Just because of that. I'm writing it down right now. Fade. F-A-D. Anyway. Legit. I have no clue, Brad. I am going to fade you on principle because you threw Taysom effing Hill into the number one position on this podcast. If Taysom Hill ever lands at number one again on this podcast, there's going to be mutiny. There's going to be mutiny, Brad. It's coming.
Challenge accepted. And I will say this. I'm all about Team Hivos when it comes to Taysom Hill. Lundy, Team
Nuts.
Raisins with this rush yards prop. What else is Lundy buying? Hopefully it's not anything tied to Taysom Hill initially. We know that for a fact. It's bonus time. Could be on the hardwood. Could be in the ice. Could be initial gridiron action. Lundy, a sports-packed, spectacular weekend. What do you got for me?
Let's look at a couple of things here. Let's stick with the NFL here to start with, and I'll bounce back over to college football. Here is a simple two-legger for you for Sunday. Give me Derek Carr to have 225 or more passing yards and Mr. Carr to have two or more passing touchdowns. I do believe Carr is going to have a good game this weekend. So you put all that together at DraftKings, that simple two-legger gets you to a plus 142. Not too shabby. I'll take that one again. I think he gets two through the air, and I think he manages to hit the 225 mark. By the way, if for some reason the yards make you nervous, which I don't know why they would in this particular matchup, you can bring that down to just 200 or more passing yards, and you're still going to be in plus territory. So I just want to throw that out there for you. Let's do another sort of creative one. Let's talk about those Carolina Panthers, Brad, shall we?
Yes.
And let me roll with Bryce Young. Give me Bryce Young for 200 or more passing yards. Okay. You with me on that one? Yep, you trust me?
I love it. Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
And then give me Carolina to score at least 20 points. That's
it. Yeah.
Those two legs put together for Bryce Young, 200 or more passing, Carolina to score at least 20 points against the hapless Indianapolis Colts. That's plus 102, man. I like that one a lot. I was surprised that I could get that into plus territory with both of those guys. I think the Colts are in trouble, and I think Carolina's putting points on the board.
Hey, thing I'm going to interject with on that, Lundy, pace of play is so extraordinarily fast with Indianapolis. We've seen it with, like, Cleveland and some other teams that usually have absent scoring efforts that just show up and ball out against Indy because of the style of play, and I think this is indicative of that.
You've got the opportunity. I just think there's not very often that I'm going to work Bryce Young in because I think, you know, I mean, he looks like a rook. He is a rook.
Yeah.
But this is a matchup against the Colts that I think will be the case. By the way, this is one of the late games on Sunday. Ooh. This is one of the 4 o'clock Eastern time games. So let's roll with that. And then you brought up Lamar Jackson. Give me the over on 43.5 for his rushing yards, by the way. Standard juice on that one. I know you're playing the under on his passing, but I do think he's going to use the legs. And so for Lamar, I will take the over on 43.5 on his rushing yards. Let me bounce back over to college football for this evening. I don't know why. Probably going to be so dead wrong about this one, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. I'm going to take Boston College straight up on the money line tonight against Syracuse. Boston College has won 4 in a row. Syracuse has lost 4 in a row. And I know folks are saying, well, but Cuse has not played a home game in over a month, folks. The last time they played at the Dome was September 30th. So people are like, well, wait a minute, Syracuse is going to be back home. Here's the thing. Boston College has won 4 in a row, and 3 of those were on the road. So BC doesn't give a crap that they've got to go on the road because they've been winning there anyway. The spread is 3. If you want to take the Eagles plus the 3 and buy yourself the cushion, and it's a flat 3, by the way, so you've got a chance at a push, to be honest. I don't know. I just think the Eagles get the job done. So I'll take them straight up on the money line tonight at a plus 130. And yes, of course, we're going to be on the ice. There are only 2 games in the National Hockey League tonight, in part because, as I told you on yesterday's podcast, there were 12 games in yesterday's schedule. So they're relatively light this evening. But let's go with a shots on goal, Sogs, as Brad likes to
point out.
One of my absolute favorite guys to bet on here through the first 3 weeks or so of the season is Travis Konecny of the Philadelphia Flyers on the road to take on Buffalo this evening. I need the over on 2.5 shots on goal for Konecny, and we're going to pair that together with Jordan Kyrou of the St. Louis Blues. We're going to slam those two together. Each guy needs 3 shots on goal, so over 2.5. That is a plus 159 now at DraftKings. Just real quick, Kyrou has done this in 4 straight games. So St. Louis sucks. They cannot score. They're 31st in the or whatever in the league in scoring right now. They're way down at the bottom. However, Kyrou continues to pepper the net. He had such a great season last year. I think eventually we're due to see some positive progression, if you will, on his totals in terms of his scoring and his assists. But give me the over on 2.5 shots. And then for Travis Konecny, he's done this in 3 out of his last 4 games. And this is one of those home and homes between Philadelphia and Buffalo. So they just played on Wednesday. Konecny had 5 in that game. And I see no reason to expect that he's not going to do the same thing. So plus 159 on that one. And then I told you, I think we're going to see some progression out of Kyrou. If you take Jordan Kyrou for a point, and then my boy Tage Thompson of Buffalo for a point as well. Again, doesn't matter if it's an assist or a goal. That's a plus 152. I'll have some more in the association. Frankly, I really like this matchup with Denver and Dallas tonight here at Ball Arena in the Mile High City. But I'm waiting to see whether Kyrie is going to play or not, because that's going to affect how I do the contest. And by the way, we missed on Wembanyama last night, but holy shit, that was
God, what a game. Watch.
Holy cow. That rookie effing took over in the fourth quarter. So we missed our bets that I had on yesterday's pod with Wembanyama, but damn it, that was fun to watch.
And he's only 19 freaking years old. Sky's the limit for Wimby. Not only this season, the rest of his career. Yeah, insane.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Spurs had a 98.4% chance of winning the game. Phoenix comes back and ties it. And Wembanyama, because he can't drink, says, hold my soda and watch this.
Unbelievable effort right there. I'm going to get an NBA player here on a Friday night in just a second, but let's get to my team Huevos parlay play of NFL week number 9 in Spriggetsy Deutsch. Let's go to Frankfurt, Germany. That's where the Miami Dolphins are taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And on this little three-legger, all Chiefs all the time. Give me Travis Kelce, Mr. Taylor Swift. If it 50-plus receiving yards, give me Rashee Rice, 40-plus receiving yards. And Justin Watson, 18 or more receiving yards. You can get that at a plus 218 juice available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Watson, all he needs is one catch. And usually when he does catch a ball, it's going to be for at least 18 yards. He's averaging over that on the season. Rashee Rice has gone for at least 56 in three consecutive games. It's going to get a lot of Kadir Kohu, I can't pronounce his last name, there in the slot for Miami, who's given up an 83.3 catch rate, 126 flat passer rating. 10 guys have gone for at least 40 yards through the air against the Fins this season. And Kelce, he's going to get this maybe in the first half, the 50 receiving yards all. So again, with no boost, Kelce, 50 or more receiving yards, Rice, 40 or more receiving yards, and Justin Watson, a key linchpin in this, 18-plus receiving yards, plus 218. Yeah, work the shoulders that get seduced by that juice, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere in bonus time, I'll put the NFL on pause for just a second. Give me the NBA play I got on this Friday. It's on SGP. And it's in the Miami Heat matchup against the Washington Wizards, who are downright abominable in terms of defense along the perimeter. Why? Well, here is the evidence why. They have given up over 16 made threes per game, an opponent shooting 38.3% from distance. This all bakes into me taking Kevin Love, two or more made threes. I know he's old. He's got a lot of, you know, gray hair peppered into that beard, but still, a marksman from the outside. He has gone over two or more made threes in two of his first three games this season, averaging five attempts per game from distance and netting 40% of those attempts. And I'm going to slap that together with the Miami Heat to win, but cover on the alt line of minus 2.5. So Kevin Love, two or more made threes, Miami minus 2.5, plus 140. You can get that at DraftKings Sportsbook. Absolutely love that prop this evening. All right, back to the National Football League. Some more player prop action that I am digging in on, and it's all out of the NFC East. Give me Dallas Goedert first and foremost on SGP of four more receptions and 45 or more receiving yards. It's only appropriate that when taking on the Dallas Cowboys to go with Dallas Goedert to go off in the box score, especially when you match up against Jordan Lewis out of the slot, who's given up a 136.0 passer rating to his assignments. Look at Goddard. He is number one in the NFL in total slot snaps among tight ends. He's number three in total yak. He has achieved both these feats a couple of times already this season, and Dallas giving up 4.6 receptions per game and 46 yards per game to the tight end position. So again, Goddard, four
more catches, got it 45 or more yards, plus 110. Built that one at BetMGM. Saquon Barkley, the quads are going to be flexing against Las Vegas. They're done. Vegas is straight up trash. They're like the staying at the Casino Royale. It's a real place. I've been to it there on the Strip. It's a rather trashy place, but you can play like dollar blackjack. And that's why you go there if you're of the budget-minded in the gambling world. But Saquon Barkley is going to go off. Give me the over on 75.5 rush yards. What I grabbed it at. Vegas number 30 in rush EPA. Defense are going to have 4.61 yards per carry, 120.4 rush yards per game, just the running back position. And Saquon has done this in three straight games, make it four in a row. He's got to run for at least 76, and I played this number up to like 84.5. Another one that you can maybe ladder, like Jonathan Taylor, makes all the sense of the world based on the matchup alone. And then finally, Logan Thomas, give me the over, 33.5 receiving yards against New England. Curtis Samuel, highly questionable with the toe injury. That means Thomas getting a ton of slot work, which means you get a ton of Miles Bryant in those situations, who's been torched early and often this season in coverage. You saw what Dalton Kincaid did recently against his defense. Ferguson went over this. Michael Mayer went over this as well. Logan Thomas, all I need is 34 yards. And I cash in over on those receiving yards. Minus 115 juice there at DraftKings. Let me do a couple of flyby college football picks. Lundy tonight, this is what I did on the alt market. I took Boston College up to plus 8.5, and I'm parlaying that with Colorado State at plus 10. And that is a cool plus 107 at DraftKings. I think Colorado State will be competitive. Lundy already laid out the case for Wyoming, but he feels it will be a nip and tuck kind of game. I like Georgia State on Saturday as well, taking on the unblemished, undefeated James Madison Dukies, baby. I think Georgia State's going to cover the plus 5.5. It's all about Darren Granger, outstanding quarterback play, scoring duelist extraordinaire, and coupled with Marcus Carroll on the ground, is averaging over 105 rush yards per game. This team is going to keep it close, knowing that James Madison has been a little bit touch and go at times offensively. So I will take them plus the 5.5. More marquee matchups. SGP on this one. Give me Washington straight up against USC on the money line. And I'm going to take the total, and you can do this, up to 86.5. And I'm slamming the under on it. That's crazy amount of points. It's possible it goes over. Maybe it gets in the 90s, but I will take the under on that. Washington, number 8. And college football at EPA per play defense. Both these offenses we know are outstanding. We know that USC has had more enough troubles defending the opposition. But under this 86.5 number, Washington's done that in 7 of 8 games. USC has been under that in 7 of 9 games. And again, I think the Huskies mush! Huskies mush to a victory. So Washington money line under 86.5 plus 105. Built that one at BetMGM. And then finally, Alabama and LSU. I'm going to go LSU plus 10.5, and I'm going to take that up in the SGP, and I'm going to take the total up to 68.5 and go under. That's a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. Alabama scoring has been a chore. Number 79 at EPA per play offense, but outstanding defense at number 16. LSU, just the opposite. Number 1 in the country, because Jaden Daniels has just gone nuclear in EPA per play offense, but number 112 at EPA per play defense. You look at Alabama, they've been under 68.5 in all 5 SEC games. LSU has been under in 3 of 5. If the Tide are going to roll in this one, and they're not going to, they're going to have to really slow it down and play extraordinary defense. That's why I like the under on that all total 68.5. But I think LSU will keep it nice and snug at the plus 10.5. Woo! I am out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. If you enjoyed this program, drop us a rating and a review and give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Helps us out immensely. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter or the X. We're always going to give it to you, Lisa, the picks and the spreadsheets. Always free, always transparent. At Nate Lundy is where you can follow a lot of his NHL action. Highly recommended. And you can follow me at Noisy Huevos for all my random bullshit. With that, we're out of time, out of breath, and I got to move on because I got to do television. As always, until next time, feed or follow that
is up to you. Respect Taysom Hill, Lundy.